Four-man rush. Peyton drops, steps away from edge pressure, throws pass over the middle, caught by Benny Fowler. Fowler's inside the 35. He's got another first down. Welcome to the party, Benny Fowler.
It was good, you know, to get my first NFL catch in front of my family and friends and play at Ford Field, which I've played at before in high school and college. It was fun.
You probably had a lot of tickets you needed for that game, huh?
Yeah, I probably had 10 tickets, and then my dad had a suite. So, you know, it was good to have, play in front of my family and friends.
Your dad is pretty high up in the Ford company, right?
Yeah, vice president of global quality and manufacturing.
So, he a little torn for the game or what?
No, he was cheering for me all the way. He just wanted to see me go out there and play and have some success. So, you know, he was happy for me.
You know, as a coach, you're constantly trying to motivate guys maybe that aren't getting the opportunities, and they come out here with their chin down some days, which you understand. And you tell them, hey, you're always working for your opportunity, you know, and they hear that and hear that and hear that, and here it comes, you know, and he took advantage of it. So proud of Benny, and he deserves an opportunity to help this team some more.
You kind of earned your way out onto the field by what you've done in practice. What has been your approach to kind of this season so far?
Just to stay ready. You know, now that I'm on the 53-man roster, you never know what's going to happen, so you always got to be ready when your number is called. And you know, I got the opportunity at Ford Field and in front of my home crowd, and I tried to make the most of it.
What's unique about Benny, he can catch the deep ball on the outside. He's got the speed to run, but he's fearless across the middle, you know, and that's a pretty good combination. So I think you continue to see him, you know, be involved in this offense.
How do you kind of build upon the game that you had there?
To continue to stay consistent and, you know, just be there when my team needs me.
Welcome back to Broncos TV Live. This segment is presented by Surface, trusted by the pros, built for the fans. And welcome, Bronco fans, to Sports Authority Field at Mile High as we get set for week number 4 in the National Football League. The Denver Broncos hosting the Minnesota Vikings. And in our second segment, Phil and myself welcome in another very educated man who looks very dapper today and has brought a little sunshine with him, in fact, Andy Lindahl from 850 KOA, their illustrious sideline reporter and host of Primetime Sports.
How you doing, Roach? You know, I bring the sunshine everywhere I go. It's well known.
Oh,
you know that.
I understand. I understand. We've known that for years. We just saw Benny Fowler, feature on the big screen, and Benny has, I think, only had 4 catches, about 70 yards this year, but a couple of those catches have been in key situations. And there's been other players. Jordan Norwood, a guy that you wouldn't normally expect, hasn't been a big part of the offense, but he's been there at key times. Superstars are going to make this team go, but for the Denver Broncos to be successful, you've got to have other guys on the team as well, and those two guys, young guys who've stepped up.
Yeah, they've both been pretty impressive. And then you look at Benny Fowler last week, Peyton Manning certainly noticed that he wasn't afraid to go over the middle, make some tough catches, take some hits from some linebackers. He also got some nice yards after the catch on a few of those plays. And a guy I think that's carved out a little bit of a role for himself, Jordan Norwood's another guy that Peyton Manning talked about all camp long, kind of taking over that Wes Welker role, if you will, as that slot receiver, and been very dependable. And I think the Broncos are very excited about what those guys bring, and you still have a Cody Latimer in there that they're trying to work some more time for. There was an article earlier this week about how they're hoping to get Cody some more snaps, some more playing time. So Broncos are set at wide receiver, looks like, right now.
Let's talk about the other side of the ball, the number one ranked defense in the NFL. And DeMarcus Ware, with just 2 sacks today, hey, he can tie a guy named Lawrence Taylor for career sacks. So it seems like maybe he's kind of found the fountain of youth.
Well, he's found the fountain of youth, and I don't know about this Taylor guy. Is he any good? I've never really heard of Lawrence Taylor. It's amazing what DeMarcus Ware has been able to do. He got off to this kind of start last year. I mean, really, you start to wonder, why did the Dallas Cowboys let this guy go? Of course, Wade Phillips was joking with us in the week, talking about how he couldn't believe DeMarcus Ware was never named a Defensive Player of the Month until just here this past week. I think he's found the fountain of youth. I think the Broncos have also helped him by having a Shane Ray and a Shaq Barrett and a solid rotation that they're using all throughout the game. They're not just using it at the end of the game or when somebody gets gassed. If they continue this, I think DeMarcus Ware is going to be as strong at the end of the year as he is right now, which was something that was a little bit of a challenge at the end of last year. He talked about that, but again, this just all speaks to the depth on this team. Shaq Barrett gets in last week. I think Jeff Legwald was telling me for 11 plays. He has a sack. He forces a fumble. This is a very talented defensive group.
Yeah, definitely. I'm aware the AFC Defensive Player of the Month in September. He leads the league with 11 quarterback hits. The guy he'll be going after today, Teddy Bridgewater. What does he kind of bring to the game, and what do the Broncos need to look out for?
Well, I think if you're worried about Adrian Peterson, then you're going to forget about Teddy Bridgewater. That's a guy that's made some nice throws. He really had a nice end to last season. I know they were very excited in Minnesota. as to what he could bring. I think a lot of people thought it was a very savvy pick. They praised the Vikings for moving up to get him at the end of the first round last year. I don't know that he started this year the same way that he wanted to, the way that he finished last year. It's been a little bit of a, you know, kind of stop-and-go start for Teddy, but a lot of quarterbacks have been experiencing that. I think they were a little beat up that first game against the 49ers and didn't have their best maybe effort that night, but they started really, really late. That late game is tough, that second late game on a Monday night, and the Vikings, I think, started like 10 o'clock local time for them. He's been better since then. He's a guy that can get out and burn you with his feet. He can make plays. And from what I understand, his teammates just like him. He's a gamer. And when you have a gamer, it's that kicking and screaming John Elway talked about that he wanted this team to be defined by. You've got to respect Bridgewater, especially if you don't shut down AP, it becomes a real problem.
Well, and not shutting down AP, absolutely going to be a problem for the Broncos if that happens. They're going to try and take care of that on offense and keep Adrian Peterson. You're not, you know, I don't think you can plan on keeping him to 30 yards, but if you can keep him to 60 or 70 yards and not let him break those big runs. The Vikings are kind of a throwback team in that they have just the one running back that they depend on, and they continue to pound the ball. Teams that have given the Broncos problems in the past are physical teams who can beat them up at the line of scrimmage. Do the Vikings have that personnel?
Well, we'll find out today. I mean, they've got a very, very physical front seven on defense. This is no joke. The guys that you'll be facing, they're big, and again, they're physical, and it could be tough, especially as this offensive line tries to find its chemistry. I'm curious to see what Ryan Harris does at that left tackle position. We'll see what Michael Schofield can do in his first start. The Broncos want to keep playing physical, but where it'll be interesting for the Vikings in that physical nature that they play, where are they, and do the Broncos run the ball enough to where they're tired in the fourth quarter like we saw in that Baltimore game? For all the hand-wringing about the running game not going the way the fans have wanted it to so far, I still point back to that opening game, the fourth quarter, the long drive that salted the game away on this field where the Broncos had a great mix of run and pass. And frankly, the Ravens' defense looked tired. It looked like the altitude got to them. Maybe the Broncos can find that mix maybe a little bit sooner than the fourth quarter today, and then we'll see. But you definitely have to respect the size and the physical nature of this front seven from Minnesota.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, the Vikings like to run the ball. So how important is the start of this game? If the Broncos get to a little bit of a bigger lead, hard to kind of keep sticking with that run game.
Yeah, but they do it because it's Adrian Peterson. He's just a special player. I mean, this guy is phenomenal. He misses a year here. He misses a year there. You keep thinking that he's going to be done. Maybe he slows down a bit. He just comes back. He's as fierce as ever. He's a fun player to watch. He's been fun to watch since he was at Oklahoma. You hear the stories the guys tell about his time at Texas. I don't think the Vikings will go away from their game plan unless the Broncos really jump out to that really big lead. Then it's probably tough. But again, this team, both teams, I think, both want that fast start. We'll see who maybe earns it today. But this is going to be an interesting game. I don't know if fans really, I don't know if they're prepared. It could be another one of these slugfest games that we've seen that's kind of defined the early part of the season.
I certainly like the weather that we've got today. Like we mentioned, the 85 degrees in September has gone away. I love the fall. I love the autumn and the October weather. Let's have a great game today. Andy, thank you very much for joining us.
I'm done and the sun's going away, just so you know.
No, I understand. So we will talk more about the Broncos offense and some of the struggles that they've had with running the football. Will today be that change? We'll come back on Broncos TV Live pregame.